Welcome to the show from MJ Christensen Diamond Jewelers, Cliff Miller. How are you, Cliff?
I am wonderful.
Big V-Day coming up in just a couple of days.
Can you hear it? Love is in the air.
Oh, man. You ought to see it in the store. Oh. Love is at MJ.
Is that right?
Oh, it's happening now. I mean, it's fun.
Are diamonds still the hottest thing? I mean, will they always be that thing?
I think always. Natural diamonds. You know, they have the synthetics now, which the ladies really love when you say, I got you a fake diamond.
Yeah.
It really, nothing says love like here's a fake.
The only thing when they say fake, that's for another show.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can fake, I can fake.
Right.
So do you find it this is a nerve-wracking time of year for guys? Because if you pick something out, you're hoping it's what she wants. Did I spend too little? Is it going to be good enough?
We had a gentleman pull up in a truck, overalls, walks in, goes, I got $500. Right in the front door, sure. Got $500. I go, oh my God, that's a lot of money. What would you like to see? And he's shaking.
Oh.
And at MJ, we just serve you. We don't sell you. So we, earrings, pendant, necklace, what do you want? We got it all. And he wound up spending $1,700, giggling like a little kid when he left the store.
By the way, that was Brad. Because he has his overalls.
Steph's husband in his camo.
That's funny.
He starts with the guy shows up in overalls. I'm like,
What am I getting for Valentine's Day?
Let's change that by about an hour. A guy drives up in a brand new Porsche. In the parking lot, he walked away from the car, walked back to the car, then walked in the store. And he never spent money like this on his wife before.
Whoa.
$18,000.
Man.
Almost, I thought he was going to pass out. I had to get a friend to come tell him it was okay. So the stress is there.
But it's beautiful.
It doesn't matter where you're at.
He had spent more than that on his girlfriend, but never his wife.
Oh, never, no.
I was just going to say that.
Or his Porsche.
His baby.
I bet he prants going in to get that.
Right. Guys
don't understand diamonds. They just don't. Yeah. And it makes them very nervous.
Now, I have a question for you, Cliff.
Okay.
If a guy is going to ask his lady to marry him, should he take her with him to grab that ring or not?
That's a toss-up, you know, because we have some dominant women nowadays.
Right?
You know, it's not like the old days. You know, I'm sitting next to one. And the sharing experience in a particular couple is wonderful. Then on the other hand, a more traditional couple, that guy's in there sweating bullets. But
right?
It takes a lot of pressure off the guy if the lady's with him.
What's the most memorable story you have about a guy coming in?
I would say it's happened within the last year.
Oh.
But a young man came in and he absolutely and only had $800.
That's it.
And the only thing he would talk about was how much he loved his significant other. I mean, it was... He cried three times while we were working with him.
Wow.
And then when we were able to do it, we made a custom-made ring. Rusty made him a ring for his diamond. So it's a one-of-a-kind.
Wow.
But then when he left, he was crying and hugged every staff member in the store as
That's
he left.
Amazing.
Since come back to get the wedding band, everything's cool. But he loved that person so much, he wanted it right.
Are they still together?
Or? Oh, yeah. That's the unusual thing.
Yes, it is.
We did a survey, and 99.8% of the people that are engaged with an MJ diamond never divorce.
That is a revelation.
Really?
That is a scientific.
That's why I keep trying it. It says 4 out of 5 Dennis.
and if you believe that one, I got another.
I love you. That's awesome. That deserves a big high five. Good job, Cliff.
So you need your diamonds for Valentine's Day. Cliff, where can they find you?
Oh, Boca Park, right on the corner. See the big horse at PF Chang's and look the other direction. There I am.
There you go.